I want to tell you that everybody that sang and everybody that played had the same desire. And that desire was to remind us that Jesus does love us. John 3:16, a verse that everybody knows, but I think a good verse to end with tonight, where the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And again, our desire around this place, our desire, I think, again, from everybody that sang tonight, is that every person leave this place knowing that God loves them. That every person leave this place knowing that Jesus died for them. See, the Bible says that we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's a penalty for that sin. There's a wage for that sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And again, it's not just not physical death as we know it. It's spiritual death. It's being separated from God by that sin. And left to our own devices, there's absolutely nothing that any of us could have done to overcome that gap, that chasm that existed between us and God because of our sin. Because the Bible says, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. I mean, there's some awful good people in this room tonight. I know that. And I was thinking about it this afternoon. You know, when Brother Wendell sang that song this morning about the family of God, I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be in this family. It's only because of what Jesus did for me. And there's some awful good people in this room tonight. I know that. And I thank God that he has put us together as a church. But you know what? Our goodness and the good things that we do and all our righteousnesses in God's sight are as filthy rags, and in no way will overcome that gap that existed because of our sin. And so the only thing that we could do for our sin is to pay the price of it. I mean, the only thing that we could do to pay the price of our sin is to die and to go to hell and spend eternity apart from God. But God didn't leave us in that condition. The Bible says, when we were yet sinners, God commendeth or proved his love toward us in that he sent Jesus to die for our sins. And on the cross, when Jesus went to the cross, God laid on him every one of my sins and every one of your sins. Every song tonight, in one way or another, talked about that. He laid on Christ every one of our sins, and when Jesus died, he paid the full price for every one of our sins. And so God is able to offer to each person that gift of eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means that we don't have to become a Baptist, we don't have to become a Methodist, we don't have to become a Lutheran in order to get to heaven. We don't have to get baptized to get to heaven. We don't have to take communion to get to heaven. The only thing that we have to do is trust in Jesus Christ and what he did for us on Calvary's cross. That's the only thing. The only thing. You don't, I know I talked about it this morning. God makes wonderful changes in our life when we get saved. But you know what? Our salvation does not depend on that change. Our salvation depends on one thing and one thing alone. Our trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's it. That's all. It's trusting him. He paid the full price for every one of our sins. Now, if you're here tonight, now most people here tonight are Christians. I know you're saved. I know you're on your way to heaven. I've heard your testimony, how you asked Jesus to save you. But there may be one or two here tonight that's never done that. And what a shame it would be for us to come to this place, hear all these songs about heaven, hear all the songs about how Jesus left heaven and took the form of a man, what we celebrate, the incarnation at Christmas time. Hear the songs about his amazing grace and all the other songs that we hear. What a shame it would be for us to come to this place and hear all the songs, hear the Bible, and to walk out of this place not knowing Jesus as our Savior. What a shame it would be. And so if you're here tonight and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, I'd ask you to consider it tonight. Just consider it. You're a sinner. The wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ paid for your sins on Calvary. And he offers to you the gift of eternal life. And all you have to do is come and take it. Just take it. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So all you have to do is take him. Receive him. And he'll make you part of his family. There's not a better family to be a part of. Amen? Not a better family to be a part of than the family of God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for each song. Thank you for each one that sang. Thank you for each message that reminded us about how much you love us, about what you did for us on Calvary's cross, the amazing grace that you showed to us. Thank you for reminding us about heaven. There's no band-aids in heaven, no bad days in heaven. And Father, I pray tonight that every person before they leave this place knows that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It'll be too late when we stand before you if it's not. And I pray tonight, if there's just one here that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior, that tonight they'll take care of it. That they'll just trust you enough and the promises that you make in your word enough that they'll try you tonight. They'll ask you to save them. And Father, if they will, they'll see that you keep that promise, that you will save them. And so I pray again for each person that's here that doesn't know Christ tonight, they would consider what Jesus did for them and accept it. I pray for the many Christians that are here tonight. Father, thank you for reminding us how much you love us. Thank you for reminding us what we have to look forward to. Thank you for reminding us about the joy that we have in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the children that reminded us that you love them. And so I pray, Father, you bless this time of invitation. Again, if there's somebody that needs to come tonight, help them to come. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.